Kia ora, ko a te reano ma te are ki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Labour's Northland candidate, Willow Jean Prime, says she's experiencing the worst racism this election of her 2 decades in politics. She says after 7 election campaigns at local and central government level, she's used to racist heckling, but last week's debate at Kirikiri's Homestead Tavern was over the top. A similar event in Paihia featured a mostly Pākehā crowd who did not want to hear anything she had to say and constantly jeered her about so-called Māori preferential treatment.
I have given it my time and energy and respect for democracy, but what I have seen in this election is very different to what I've experienced in the past, and I do think that it is unhinged and it is disrespectful.
Willow Jean Prime says many people now seem to feel free they can say the most racist things without fear of being held accountable. Deepwater fishing company SeaLord is to buy Christchurch-based Independent Fisheries in a deal which would make it New Zealand's biggest seafood business. The deal includes 46,000 metric tons of quota, 2 owned and 1 chartered deepwater factory fishing vessels, 500-plus vessel crew and staff, and a cold storage facility. It needs to be cleared by the Commerce Commission as well as by the Overseas Investment Commission, as SeaLord is a joint venture between Māori and Japanese seafood company Nisui. SeaLord Chair Jamie Tuta says the purchase is based on a strong belief in the business, the long-term sustainability of the commercial fishing sector, and the ability to deliver increased returns to SeaLord's shareholders. SeaLord CEO Doug Paulin says the business is an excellent fit for both operationally and culturally, as Independent Fisheries has a strong family-based culture built over many years by the late Charles Shadbolt. Māori language revitalisation body Te Mātāwai is looking forward to further progress on the spread of Te Reo Māori, whatever the outcome of the October 14th election. Co-chair Reikura Kahi says even though Māori Language Week is over for another year, many people are embracing Mahuru Māori and will continue to highlight the language for a full month. She says they won't be put off by rhetoric of some politicians.
There has been huge support by National, there has been huge support by Labour for Te Reo Māori. So I hope that continues through to whoever the government is. And looking forward to us as a nation, we have moved too far for Te Reo Māori to lose the huge benefit to Kiwis in general.
Reikura Kahi says the real challenge for Māori is to support Te Reo in their homes, not just Kohanga Reo or Kura. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!